What exactly are the Annies, and when did it begin?
The Annie Awards were created by June Foray, who is probably best known as the voice of Rocky the Flying Squirrel in 1972. The event started out as a Lifetime Achievement Award, and the first recipients of the award were Max and Dave Fleischer, who did, of course, Popeye and Betty Boop.
Oh.
And a couple of years later, the awards were slightly expanded, where the Winsor McKay Award was introduced. And that, again, was given as a Lifetime Achievement Award, but was given primarily to an individual who worked as an animator. In other words, their career was primarily that of an animator. For about the first 20 years of the event, the awards continued honoring lifetime achievements. It had always been the intent or the vision of June for the Annies to be like the Oscars or Emmys of animation.
Mm-hmm.
And that really didn't happen until I became president 20 years ago. Essentially, at that point, I said, you know, this is something we've talked about doing for a long time, and I really think we should do this. Yeah, I think the 20th annual was the first year that we did that. So that would have been 1992. We made the Annie Award the award that was given for current achievements and excellence in the field of animation, and then the Winsor McKay Award became the Lifetime Achievement Award. So we actually, interestingly, when we started the revamped Annies, we didn't immediately recognize voice actors. Essentially, we had several production categories, which included feature, television program, and commercial. And then we basically had sort of a general individual achievement, outstanding individual achievement in the field of animation, we called it. And it could have been anybody. It could have been a voice actor. It could have been an animator. It could have been a director. And 1994, so 2 years, I guess, it looks like it's 2 years. 2 years after, we went ahead and created the voice acting award for Annie recognition. The Television Academy does have an individual achievement category that does recognize voice acting, so they are recognized in television, but not necessarily specifically in motion pictures. As far as I know, I think the Annie Awards may be the only award that that is given out for specifically for voice acting. And generally speaking, the Annies recognizes animated features, television productions, short subjects, and video games.
Well, yeah, I saw the video game, and I also saw commercials.
Yes.
And I'm like, wow, this is, you guys recognize everything, which is amazing.
Well, we try. It's, you know, there's so much more that could be recognized, and that's always the challenge, because as you know, animation is a very collaborative medium. Has mm-hmm. a lot of components that go into it, and it's always tough because there's so many people that make a meaningful contribution to a production that isn't necessarily recognized. But our challenge always is how to create a program that is not going to be so overwhelming. You know, we would rather not have a 6-hour ceremony just to be able to say thank you to everybody. So every year we look at the rules, we determine what categories we want to present in and how we go about doing it. So if you were to look at the Annies and how they've evolved, say, from this point forward, it's changed over the years. I mean, at one point we actually had a male voice acting category and a female voice acting category. There were several voice acting categories, again, with the thinking at the time was, oh, you know, you quote, get celebrities attached to this thing, and you'll have a better chance of trying to get the show on television, which we still haven't as yet, although I'm happy to report that we did tape this last ceremony that we did, and we're currently in the process of editing it, and we'll be running it on AnnieAwards.org, so everybody who's interested can see the award ceremony. Initially, people's thinking was, animation is for kids. Why would kids want to watch an award show? And it's like, no. It's not that, you know, the animation is not just for kids. And fortunately, we've gotten to that point where I think people recognize the art form and the medium you know, in a different way. But that was all. That was always the tough selling point. And then for those who were interested in possibly taking the show on, unfortunately, the economics weren't there, because it's kind of like it's sort of a double-edged sword. On the one hand, people will are maybe interested in say running it, but there's no money to be able to cover at very least to cover your production costs to do something like this. So we're still open to that. Every year after the ceremony, I get contacted by numerous parties who express that interest, and we just kind of go through it and see if we're able to make something happen. But as I said, in the meantime, we tape the show. At very least, we'll put it on our website and see if we can start building from that. I mean, for all we know, perhaps the Annie Awards will live on the internet instead of television. But we're certainly open to that possibility. You know, TV is certainly a great opportunity if it happens. Generally speaking, the film that has gone on that has gotten the Annie Award for Best Feature has gone on to get the Oscar for Best Animated Feature. The only 2 years were the year that the Annies gave the award to Cars, the Academy gave it to Happy Feet, and then the Annies, the Oscar went to WALL-E instead of Kung Fu Panda, which is a production that got it for the Annie Award.
Well, I did see that work. Kung Fu Panda just wiped out the Annies. They just took almost everything.
They were
nominated. They were even nominated twice for a lot of, they won 11 Annies.
Yes, that's correct.
Including the Best Picture, and Dustin Hoffman won.
That's right.
For his role in the film.
That's right. And James Hong had also been nominated as well, too. So, I mean, there was, again, it's about recognizing the outstanding achievements. And sometimes, if you look back at the history of the event, there have been a lot of great films that have had multiple nominations and multiple awards as well. I mean, the Disney and Pixar, have done very well over the years in that respect. So you never know. You never know how the membership is going to respond and ultimately vote for these things come Annie Award time. Every year the rules are examined and can change. So what I'm telling you is based on the rules as they were last year. Essentially, Annie Awards are voted by all members in good standing of ACIFA Hollywood, or that were members in good standing of ACIFA Hollywood as of November 30th, 2008. So those are the folks who were able to vote on the actual award. As far as how Annies are selected, basically submissions are entered, and then there are nominating committees for each of the categories, and they determine the nominations for the award, and then the membership vote on them. The exception are the juried awards, which are the Windsor McKay Award, June Foray, and Certificate of Merits, and those are determined by the board of directors of ACIFA Hollywood.
Okay.
So that's sort of a brief overview of how the process
Well, I saw that you're a branch of the International Animated Film Association,
mm-hmm.
which...
Yeah. ACIFA comes from the French name Association Internationale de Film d'Animation, which is International Animated Film Association, as you correctly stated. It was an organization that was founded in Annecy, France, by a group of animators in 1957. And in 1960, the organization was chartered by UNESCO, and there are close to 30 chapters of ACIFA all over the world. So ACIFA is sort of like the umbrella organization, but each of the chapters are of their own autonomous group, and collectively we make up this international body.
How can someone go to become a member of the organization and everything?
It's the simplest way, of course, is go to to ACIFA Hollywood. org, and just you can download or print out a membership brochure and sign up. It's membership is open to animation professionals, students who want to get into business, and as well as fans or aficionados of the art form. So pretty simple to join. It's a very, very active chapter. Besides the Annie Awards, we also have an animation archive, library, and museum in Burbank as well, and that's our other big project that goes on throughout the year as well. But we do screenings and seminars and other activities as well. We also have the Animation Preservation Project, which is our organization's efforts to preserve and restore animated films that are on nitrate film stock. So that's been an ongoing project. We work very closely with the UCLA Film and Television Archives to carry that out. There are many who aspire to do big films like Pixar or DreamWorks or Disney or any of the other major studios, but there's no reason why smaller films can't be successful as well. I mean, look at companies like just recently the folks who did Waltz with Bashir. I mean, that was an independent feature, and we're just talking features. I mean, Short Subjects is a whole other wonderful world of animation of styles and points of views and stories. It's you know, and with the internet being what it is, you can get your work out there. It's not like before where there were just very limited opportunities. So it's, you know, there's something to be said about the independent entrepreneurial spirit. I mean, you look at someone like, say, Bill Plimpton, who's out of New York. For years he's been doing his own stuff. I mean, pretty much single-handedly. You know, he's done shorts, he's done features, he does commercials. You know, it's wonderful. It's wonderful to see that. I mean, SIFA Hollywood is about promoting and advancing the art of animation, and you know, our hats off to anyone who can make that happen.
Well, I'm just looking at, you know, Mike Judd and John Lasseter and Nick Park, three different types of animators.
Exactly.
They use three different types of form. One, Mike Judd will draw everything by hand,
right,
and work on the computer. John Lasseter is more of computer animation, and then
right.
Nick Park is of, you know, Wallace and Gromit and all of the
stop motion,
the clay animation.
Exactly.
Three different types of animation, but they, to me, they all bring the same effect of, you know, of art form, and
right.
That's what it is. Animation is just another form of art form that just moves, and it's a visual.
Right. It's you know, one's not better than the other. It's a question of point of view and of creative direction. You know, because I suppose one could argue, could a certain story have been told better in one way than another? Perhaps not. It's just really for years, as we've heard people say, oh, 2D is dead, 2D is dead, but it never went away, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, people respond to, you know, to the box office, if you will. And, you know, for a time there, in fact, it's, you know, the traditionally hand-drawn animated films did not do as well as the CG film. So needless to say, like, well, why would we make a film like that that, you know, that showed there's a track record that shows that CG films do better. So I think inevitably what's going to happen is that you'll see a good 2D film being made again, and you'll see, I think it'll really kind of reinvigorate that style of animation. And equally so, I think you're going to see a lot more smaller films being made in the future coming out and doing really well. So I really think that is going to be the next wave or renaissance of animation. I think you'll see more creator-driven features being done on much smaller budgets, you know, and they're gonna do great, and you'll see a lot more of those.
I'm gonna have to contact you again when the awards
right.
are being given, because I was hoping that I was like, when are the awards being given out? I'm like, oh, it's already passed. I'm like, dang.
Well, you know, next year, I mean, as a radio show, perhaps you might make some plans to come out to next year's event and cover it.
Well, Antoine, thank you for this interview.
My pleasure.
You've been wonderful.
Well, thank you very much.
I will contact you again. I'll probably have a lot more shows about animation. So.
Terrific. Well, please do that. Stay in touch, and thank you again.